Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large for Sunday, October 20th, 2013. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for KUAF comes from Greenhouse Grill, featuring a seasonal menu of organic, locally grown produce and all-natural meats, plus organic beer and wines. Live weekly music and full-service catering available. Located at 481 South School in Fayetteville's Mill District and on the web at greenhousegrill.com.
Ahead on this edition of Weekend Ozarks, a hands-on approach to preparing high school students for both college and the real world, plus efforts to encourage those with some college credit to return to complete their degrees.
We'll also visit a hidden treasure at the 80-year-old Devil's Den State Park and hear the voices of Eureka Springs.
But first, libraries, health insurance, and economics education. Those are all the focus of this morning's Week in Review.
The Sebastian County Library System could see some changes in the future after a needs assessment study is completed for the system's board of directors later this year. Judy Clevenger is the regional library director for the library system.
The library board hired a consultant to come in and study our existing program and make recommendations on our future services and needs in order to serve the community the best. And one of his main points that he's bringing out is that we do definitely lack space, and that's one of the recommendations he'll be making to the board, is that we look at adding space to the library and to the branches.
Another recommendation made by David Price of Averis Corporation, the consulting firm conducting the assessment, is that the library should extend their operating hours. Clevenger says that a number of actions could be taken to expand both space and hours at the system's libraries.
Well, there are several things. It could be just a reorganization of what we're doing now and changing some of our priorities. It could be finding another building somewhere, adding to the millage. That would be the last resort, but that is a possibility.
According to the City Wire, the library system, which operates branch libraries in Lavaca, Hartford, and Mansfield, as well as the main library in Greenwood, is supported by a one-half millage tax and by state turnback funds, making the system's annual budget around $235,000. The Sebastian County Quorum Court has already earmarked $600,000 to support the library system, but how and if that money will be spent will be determined in part by the final report on the needs assessment study, due later this year. Arkansas high school students are now expected to pass a semester-long course in economics. The new state mandate is a requirement for graduation, and in order to help students meet course standards, a coalition of groups created an economics curriculum and training sessions for teachers in the state. Robert Hopkins is a regional executive at the Little Rock branch of the St. Louis Federal Reserve Bank. He says that the Little Rock branch of the St. Louis Fed and nonprofit Economics Arkansas crafted a free economics and personal finance course for educators.
We're not starting at ground zero in the state of Arkansas with regard to educators. There's been a lot of work that's been individually done by teachers at all levels, K through 12 in the state of Arkansas. And we just hope that and in fact, we can, over time, make a difference in the economic lives of the citizens of Arkansas.
The new curriculum, created for teachers, adheres to Common Core state standards in math, English, language arts, and reading. The course also conforms to state and national standards for economics educations. We'll hear more about the new required economics education later on this edition of Weekend Ozarks. Meanwhile, the required core curriculum is only one facet of secondary education. According to a report released Tuesday, public schools do not have equal facilities across the districts in the state. Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families says that richer districts have college-quality sports facilities, iPads for each student, and television studios, while poorer districts make do with the bare minimum. Jerry Drilikowski of Arkansas Advocates is the author of the report.
Some of our community schools still just have the basic, what we used to call home ec, I think they call it consumer science now, maybe an accounting bookkeeping class, but they don't have all these extra opportunities, and we consider it an opportunity gap that the children in low property wealth areas, and frankly, they're probably the areas of the state that need some of those career training opportunities the worst.
The report offers possible solutions, including greater state spending on educational facilities and fewer tax cuts. And part of the funding mechanism for public schools is being examined in the state legislature, though that isn't the main reason for the current special session in Little Rock. The special session began Thursday afternoon in an attempt to avoid skyrocketing health insurance increases for the state's 47,000 public school employees. After initially not having enough lawmakers agreeing on a proposal, Governor Mike Beebe on Wednesday said some lawmakers had been swayed by changes in finding a long-term solution.
There was some intent added to the bill that made it clear that they wanted this task force to really look deep into systemic changes to make this system more viable going forward. And I think that had an effect, which is, you know, fine. That's what we said all along. They needed a long-term solution.
In the short term, the plan calls for using $43 million from state surplus funds to avoid a 50% increase for insurance premiums set to take effect at the beginning of next year. Now rates would be more along the lines of a 10% increase. Brenda Robinson, president of the Arkansas Education Association, was glad to hear the news.
We're relieved to hear that a special session will be called. And we know that it's been a great effort by the governor and a bipartisan group of legislators who are able to, you know, reach a consensus that we will address, you know, the health insurance premium increase for public school employees.
The session was set to run a minimum of 3 days, and Governor Beebe emphasized that the issue facing teachers is not related to the implementation of the Affordable Care Act. In other insurance news, officials with the State Department of Human Services said this week that thousands of Arkansans have taken steps to enroll in the private option health insurance program in the first 2 weeks of that program. Amy Webb with DHS gives a rundown of the figures.
The Department of Human Services has received through its online portal 1,509 applications for coverage through the private option. And in addition to that, we've received 1,119 telephone and paper applications that came into our county offices. And those applications are cumulative for the first 2 weeks of enrollment.
Webb says those numbers are in addition to the more than 53,000 current DHS clients who returned letters saying they wanted to enroll in the private option program. She says these figures differ from the stats for the AR Health Connector web portal.
This is strictly for the DHS portal that we have, accessarkansas.gov. It's the systems where people could go and apply for different public assistance programs online. So the difference here is the state has a site today where people can apply for public assistance programs, and they can also apply for the private option through that program.
Webb says that the DHS website primarily targets lower-income Arkansans and the working poor who need health coverage. Arkansans of higher income levels are encouraged to use the federal web portal, healthcare.gov, to apply and shop for plans. From the Herald and Blanche Calk News Studio, I'm Timothy Dennis, and this is Weekend Ozarks at Large.